an old beat up box, six rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in. My faith, your love, our freedom. To the things I can count on to keep me going strong. Yeah. Nothing. So if you ever worry about me walking out, yeah, let me tell you something. I hold on. I hold on. Can you hear me, baby? I hold.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Senate cleared a key procedural hurdle toward avoiding a partial government shutdown Friday night when the government runs out of money.
The good news is the ball has already started rolling to try to kick the can down the road and buy Congress a little bit more time to work out longer-term funding solutions. The Senate voted to extend the government funding deadline through March, but that actually still doesn't address the longer-term issues with government funding that have plagued this Congress for several months now.
ABC's Ali Pekoran. A big White House meeting today on President Biden's supplemental funding request for Ukraine, Israel, and border security. Bitter cold across much of the U.S. Multiple deaths in multiple states are being blamed on the weather. In Chicago, it's so cold that Tesla drivers were sitting in long lines at charging stations. A charge that should take 45 minutes was taking more than 2 hours. This is ABC News.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day. And for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Double-digit losses in the milk markets yesterday. February milk down 17 to 15.73. March down 15 to 16.18. April down 18 to 16.90. May down 17 at 17.56. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels up 2.5 to 147. 40-pound blocks down 4.75 to 151.5. 8 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 256.75. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 to 119.5, 10 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1.5 to 41.5, 3 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher as the trade focuses on continued underlying fundamental support and the potential to draw additional technical buying interest back into the market. Hog futures, meanwhile, moved mostly lower, a combination of position adjustments happening in the markets while the trade tries to assess the fundamental support still available for lean hogs. February live cattle up $1.75 to $173.12. January feeder cattle up 97 cents to $227.55. February hogs down $1.12 to $70.77. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moved mostly lower as the trade continues to react to the negative WASDE report from last Friday. Also, South American weather remains mostly favorable for first crop corn. Soybeans, meanwhile, were mostly mixed on the day as some of the oversold conditions continue to ease. Weather should be a non-issue in the short term. Wheat markets mostly lower. Strength in the dollar initially pressuring prices. Also, the plains will remain with snow cover until warmer temperatures return next week. New crop corn down 4.5 to 477.25. New crop beans down 0.25 to 1201.25. March wheat in Chicago down 14 to 582. March wheat in Minneapolis down 8.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor Certified Service Center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.74, February $3.77, March $3.80. New crop, 422. Cash beans, 1132. February, 1137. March, 1142. New crop, 1116. Big River Resources, Boyceville. Cash corn, 407.5. February, 407.5. March, 407.5. And new crop, 422.25. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia. Cash corn, 410. February, 403. And new crop at 417. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 378, February 383, March 388, new crop 412, cash beans 1147, February 1150, March 1153, new crop 1126. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 388, new crop 422, cash beans 1142, new crop at 1116. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 414, April 425, May 429, new crop 427, cash beans 1175, April 1204, May 1208, new crop 1146. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 377, new crop 422, cash beans 1149, new crop 1126. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 153 to 175, Holstein fed cattle 105 to 154, market cows 69 to 102, bulls 95 and up, calves 80 to 650. Beef steers at $165 to $279. Holstein steers at $79 to $192. Sheep markets from Equity. Market lambs 200 and down. Light lambs 160 and down. Ewes 95 and down. Rams 90 and down. Goat markets does 155 and down. Bucks 110 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 169 to 180. Finished beef heifers 169 to 177. Finished dairy steers 143 to 146. Market cows 75 to 89. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
The coldest of the cold is behind us, but it is still going to be cold today. Partly cloudy with a high of 12, but that wind chill factor will be in the teens below zero for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 12 with some light snow tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Next to you. It can happen any moment, without reason or rhyme. It might be right around the corner, or it'll come up from behind. A picture that I thought would fade, but I still clearly see. When the thought of you catches up with me, it can happen on a Sunday drive, the sky above a shade of blue, heading down some lonesome highway, then you'll come into view. Can happen in the dead of night, or any day of the week. Sometimes you'll come find me when I'm in bed asleep.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I was driving through Georgia in late July, on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Rhine County Watermelon Festival ahead. One-horse town, there was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. If you're ever down in Georgia around about July,
you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we've got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Bird and Watermelon Crawl here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures single digits above and below zero this morning. We'll have highs in the single digits today. A warm-up is in store, especially for next week. And we'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we'll have our newsmaker segment and an update on the markets as well. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There has become a backlash at some of the green energy movements. We'll talk about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Agricultural and business trends to think about this decade include the green movement and the pushback against those efforts. Dr. David Cole, Professor Emeritus of Agricultural Finance and Small Business Management and Entrepreneurship at Virginia Tech, says some countries are moving away from the green movement.
Yeah, I think one of the things that you're starting to see, particularly in the Netherlands, it's called greenlash. In other words, people are lashing back at the green energy movement. Particularly, there's inconsistent policies going on around the world. India and China are adding coal-fired plants, while other nations are, you know, the green initiatives. And when economies get tight, people go back to the pocketbook. And so the term greenlash, I think we're going to hear more and more of that. And again, artificial intelligence, it kind of goes through an infatuation stage and then goes through the disillusionment stage. Same thing with green energy. So it's going to be interesting to watch that one play out.
For agriculture, Dr. Cole explains what we need to consider.
I think one of the things we got to be really careful on with green energy is that, you know, a number of farms have been approached, you know, to put up some, or do some green energy initiatives. My whole contention is it still going to be profitable after the government subsidies are gone? So I think you have to look at each farm ranch has to look at their specific situation, but also look in the long term to see if it's going to be sustainable and viable and be what we call in the black without all the subsidies.
Here in the U.S., there has been some backlash to some of those green movement projects, specifically the carbon pipeline that was proposed to go through Iowa to help with carbon sequestration. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
The coldest of the cold is behind us, but it is still going to be cold today. Partly cloudy with a high of 12, but that wind chill factor will be in the teens below zero for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 12 with some light snow tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company, but my baby just called me on the phone. From the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox, and it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burned down, 'cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater, she's hotter and a whole lot sweeter, and all day long she's been there alone. Right now her arms are open, the house is a probably smoking, 'cause I left something turned on. It's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there. Like this world spinning faster than it did in the old days.
have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. And we can't slow down, cause more is best. It's all an endless process. I miss Maybe sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. You call them by their first name, watching the clouds roll by, by, by. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting through the trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Now I can't fly, but I got two feet to get me high up here, above the noise in city streets. My worries disappear. Well, I miss a baby sitting on the porch on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Rascal Flatts and Mayberry here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits above and below zero. Busy day today at the Capitol for the members of the Wisconsin Farmers Union as their Rural Lobby Day is going on today. And so Farmers Union members from across the state of Wisconsin in Madison today, going to be talking with state legislators as well about a whole host of issues affecting agriculture. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Last week, officials at the USDA announced a big boost in spending to identify and support new markets for American agricultural commodities. The Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program will each receive millions, and I'll have the details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Last Monday, officials at the USDA announced new funding for the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program, with those two groups receiving $203 million to help expand export markets for U.S. food and ag commodities. Daniel Whitley, USDA's Foreign Ag Service Administrator, says these types of investments have a history of providing strong returns for ag exports, noting that for each dollar invested in export market development, U.S. ag exports have increased by more than $24. The largest tranche of funding, nearly $174 million, will be distributed by the Market Access Program to 68 nonprofits and cooperatives. Those groups will use the funds for brand and customer promotion initiatives in this next fiscal year. Cotton Council International received the largest allocation at $14.7 million. The U.S. Meat Export Federation and the Food Export Association of the Midwest both are slated for more than $10 million in funding. On the other end of the spectrum, however, many groups, including the National Industrial Hemp Council and the Mohair Council, will receive allocations of between $134,000 and $202,000. The remainder of the funds, $27 million, will be distributed by the Foreign Market Access Program to 20 agriculture producer trade associations. Now, this will come in the form of a spending match for expenses related to promoting commodity consumption overseas. For every dollar in federal funding these groups receive, they will have to have kicked in $2.50 on their own. USDA officials say this latest round of investments complements the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program announced last year. Josh Baitke, policy editor at Farm Progress, reports that the Regional Ag Promotion Program will eventually fund $1.2 billion in programs to help exporters reach non-traditional markets and to strengthen existing relationships. I'll have more details when we come back.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Well, that's a $200 million investment in new markets for ag products from the USDA, and more funding is expected as applications for the Regional Ag Promotion Program are still being accepted through February 2nd of this year. That program could push as much as $300 million into export promotion for U.S. commodities. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money-today guarantee. E-I-E-I-DO.
Don't Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Touch. I shouted out to the night, give me what I do.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany and New Hampshire 2nd District Congresswoman Ann Kuster introduced legislation that would support domestic hardwood products. The Hardwood Products Access and Development Program Act would permit the Secretary of Agriculture to authorize grants that bolster domestic industry efforts and research that domestically and directly support end-user information on the benefits of hardwood products. It would allow various nonprofits, universities, and other eligible applicants to research the low carbon footprint and sustainability of domestically produced hardwood products to educate the public on the benefits of those products. The National Pork Producers Council has submitted comments critical of the Food and Drug Administration's draft guidance on the duration of certain antibiotics in food animals. NPPC says the proposal would deny the ability for a veterinarian to prescribe antimicrobials appropriately, burden pharmaceutical companies, and may jeopardize antibiotic access. For 30 years, the U.S. pork industry has implemented measures, including FDA directives for responsible antibiotic use. In the comments, NPPC emphasized that veterinarians are responsible for deciding what antimicrobials to prescribe, when the products should be used and administered, which animals to medicate, and for how long. The organization says the draft guidance interferes with the veterinarian's decision-making process by mandating a duration of use. The comments are urging FDA to work closely with drug manufacturers to provide a simple process to include duration of use to continue the availability of products and allow veterinarians to maintain their role in the decision-making process. John Deere announced it entered into an agreement with SpaceX to provide satellite communication services to farmers. Utilizing the Starlink network, it would allow farmers facing rural connectivity issues to fully leverage precision agriculture technology. The partnership will enable John Deere customers to be more productive, profitable, and sustain their operations as they continue to provide food, fuel, and fiber to the communities and a growing global population. The value of connectivity to farmers is broader than any single task or action, said Aaron Wenzel, Vice President of Production and Precision Ag Systems at John Deere. Now, the new solution will connect both new and existing machines through satellite internet service and satellite terminals. This will fully enable technologies such as autonomy, real-time data sharing, remote diagnostics, enhanced self-repair solutions, and machine-to-machine communications to help farmers work more efficiently. Rural residents joined Republicans, renters, women, and single people in feeling that they're in a funk financially. That according to the Axo Vibe survey by the Harris Poll. Inflation has dipped in recent months, but the subject remains the top of the mind for many of Americans. 6 in 10 survey respondents say they're now triggered by trips to the grocery store. Grocery purchases are the top way Americans say they feel inflation every day, followed by gas prices. 37% of Americans rate their financial situation as poor. Firefighters from Mondovi, Durand, and 6 other departments responded to a fire on Highway B north of Mondovi on Tuesday. According to Mondovi Fire, the fire started in a milking parlor, and the farm owners were at home at the time of the blaze. All of the cows in the barn were evacuated. No one was hurt in that fire. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. The Fertilizer Institute says nominations are now open for the 2024 4R Advocates. These distinguished farmers and retailers are committed to implementing advanced fertilizer best management practices that incorporate the principles of 4R nutrient stewardship while demonstrating remarkable economic and environmental benefits. Embracing the principles of 4R nutrient stewardship isn't just a commitment for the fertilizer industry, but it's a step toward helping countless American farmers enhance both their profitability and the health of the land. The 4R advocates actively engage in TFI outreach efforts to promote responsible fertilizer management practices throughout the year. They do so by hosting farm field days, participating in conference panels, and sharing their insights and experience with other farmers. More information is available at tfi.org. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
The coldest of the cold is behind us, but it is still going to be cold today. Partly cloudy with a high of 12, but that wind chill factor will be in the teens below zero for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 12 with some light snow tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Fields fill up with rays of golden sun. I watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me. It's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in.
There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Traveled here and everywhere, following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air, brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk, a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah. Oh, that's a carrot top we can bear.
Some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning, let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of